A special committee of the state Senate today makes recommendations on how lawmakers should respond if this fall voters approve the legalization of recreational marijuana. In January, WBUR's Steve Brown traveled with the panel on its fact-finding trip to Colorado to see the impact of legalized pot there. Steve has seen an advanced copy of today's report and has this preview.
While not taking a position for or against legalization, the report strikes a cautionary tone, identifying few benefits and many potential pitfalls should Massachusetts become the fifth state to legalize recreational pot.
It's the committee's view that it would be prudent for Massachusetts to take a cautious approach to considering marijuana legalization.
Committee Chairman Senator Jason Lewis of Winchester says marijuana legalization is far more complex than a simple yes or no question.
There's very little of the public debate, at least so far, that gets at, you know, the complexity of what really, I think, is should be part of this debate, which is, again, not that this is a simple yes or no question, but it's all of these different, you know, important issues that have to be wrestled with.
And if voters approve recreational marijuana legalization, it'll be up to the legislature to wrestle with many of the issues identified in the 118-page report. Among them, how to keep marijuana products out of the hands of children. The committee is recommending setting the minimum age to purchase marijuana at 21. The committee is also recommending the prohibition of the manufacture and sale of certain products that are particularly appealing to youngsters, such as THC-laced candy bars and gummy bears. In states that have approved recreational marijuana use, roughly half of the marijuana products consumed come in the form of edibles. Senator Lewis says it's not the committee's intent to ban all of those products.
I think there are legitimate uses for edibles also in the medical market for people who would have difficulty smoking or vaping. But we are worried that, you know, some kinds of edibles can both cause overconsumption among adults, particularly where the servings are not well understood, you know, the amount of THC per serving, and also could be accidentally consumed by kids.
Another area of concern for the committee is driving under the influence of marijuana. The report calls for the establishment of a legal limit for THC blood concentration, much like what exists for blood alcohol content. The committee also questions a provision of the likely ballot question pertaining to the home growing of marijuana. It would allow adults to grow up to 6 cannabis plants and a dozen seedlings for personal use. The committee estimates each of those plants, when mature, could produce $4,000 to $5,000 worth of marijuana, far more than could be used by an individual. One of the reasons supporters say recreational use of marijuana should be legalized is it would take it off the black market and generate tax dollars. As the initiative is written, the committee estimates the state's potential legal marijuana market to be worth $500 million, generating $50 to $60 million annually in tax revenue in the first few years of legal recreational marijuana sales. Lewis says even if the tax take was doubled, it wouldn't be a windfall.
There might be some money that can help in certain areas, but again, it's not going to solve the tea problems. It's not going to solve our school funding problems. It's not going to fix our roads.
As chairman of the Senate Committee on Marijuana, Lewis says he intends to remain neutral regarding the referendum, but other members of the committee are not. Senators Michael Moore, Vinnie DiMacedo, and Mike Rodericks testified yesterday before the legislature's Judiciary Committee against a bill that mirrors what is likely to be put before voters in November. Roderick says this is not just about letting someone smoke a joint.
It's about consuming as much marijuana as you can in as many different forms as you can. It's about them marketing these products to encourage people to increase their consumption of marijuana, to those that have never consumed marijuana, to start consuming marijuana. So it's not about your right as a consenting, responsible adult to stay home and smoke a joint. We're beyond that. This is about big business.
Governor Baker says he's looking forward to reading the Senate report, but also is opposed to the legalization of recreational marijuana. He, along with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and Attorney General Mara Healey, penned an op-ed piece over the weekend urging voters to reject the referendum.
The complete decriminalization of it, based on a lot of the information that's come out of both Washington and Colorado, causes me to have great concern about this.
Supporters of the referendum say the black market of marijuana was caused by its prohibition and say the legalization would reduce problems associated with the illicit market. While it's unlikely the bill before the legislature legalizing marijuana will be approved, the voters may say otherwise. Two pro-marijuana initiatives that have been placed before the voters over the last 8 years, one decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana for personal use and one allowing the use of medical marijuana, each were overwhelmingly passed by voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the Statehouse.